Where Jim and Lynette sure hope your day is off to a great start.
You know, the rescue of the boys in Thailand has certainly grabbed the world. I mean,
yes.
We watched that for 2 weeks. And I think part of why it's still in the news is that it's such good news.
Yes.
Compared to a lot of the news that we get, which is just one bad story after another bad story. But a lot of good news came out of that. Apparently, doctors are saying the boys so far not showing any ill effects.
That's good.
The one boy had a bit of a lung infection, and that seems to be clearing up nicely. And they seem to be doing really well mentally as well. They're keeping an eye on them for that. In fact, they're sending them home. A lot of the groups of people that were there are now coming back home. The U.S. contingent that was there, they're going to be making their way back home. It's just really one of those stories. You just really kind of do it. So check this out. They're going to make a movie.
Yes!
They're going to make a movie. And who's going to make it? The people who did God's Not Dead.
Really?
They are going to make, Christian producers, planning on making a movie. They're already in Thailand, already developing whatever they have to do to make this thing a movie.
That's awesome.
That's crazy. We're going to see this on the big screen. And it'll be interesting to see the spin. That they put on it.
That's pretty awesome. The stories that are coming out about the boys' health and people in the community doing things. May Bua, she owns a rice farm where her rice was actually destroyed by the 130 million liters of water that was pumped from the Thai cave in this rescue mission. So it was all ruined. Her response, children are more important than rice. She goes, we can regrow the rice. We can't regrow the children. Wow.
In America, they want to sue somebody's
pants
off. Wow, that's cool.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Love hearing these good news stories from Thailand. Jim and Lynette in the morning.